Today, we're continuing our occasional series exploring the true cost of some very well-known products. We all know the apparent cost, that is, what's on the price tag. But how is that affected by things like labor, business practices, and subsidies? What do these products really cost us? Earlier this spring, we looked at wine.
At some point, people really don't care that much. If they can get a wine for $2, they are completely happy.
That was from our story on the true cost of wine, which you can find at kalw.org. This time, we're taking a closer look at fish. By the time most of us see salmon, their faceless orange fillets lying on ice, only blushing pink when they sizzle on our hot grills. At the 99 Ranch Market in Mountain View, you can take home a farmed salmon steak for less than $5 a pound. Or you can travel up to the Whole Foods Market in San Francisco's Mission District and buy one for $15.99 a pound.
Start on that side. You want to try to get as much meat as possible off of the spine.
The price of fish varies greatly from place to place, method to method. Farmed fresh, line caught, net captured. We wanted to explore what's best for the environment and for the consumer, so we had KALW's Angela Johnston prepare this report on the true cost of fish.
Let's start at a place where you can hear bubbling tanks of carp and catfish the minute you enter the store. 99 Ranch's seafood counter is enormous, and it needs to be. The store serves seafood eaters of many nationalities and income levels all over the Bay Area. The selection is huge. Grouper from Peru and other fish from
Vietnam, from China, Taiwan, and India.
Carlos Montalbano heads the fish department at the 99 Ranch in Mountain View, where the prices are low.
We're really cheap. You could go there and see their prices, though.
Salmon's $4.99 a pound. Momo Lee of Mountain View loves to shop here because
it's a lot cheaper. For example, just yesterday, I bought a piece of halibut over a Whole Foods right across our house. It was actually $9.99 for a small piece. And I think the price per pound was 19-something per pound. So that was only half a pound. And then I think they have halibut here today. I think I just saw it. It's not that price at all.
No, it's $6 a pound. You can buy fish I didn't even know you could purchase to eat. Silver carp, live catfish, butterfish at $2.69 a pound. It looks fresh, and a serving costs less than a cup of coffee. But what makes it so cheap? I ask fishmonger Montalbano if he knows anything about the fisheries that supply the fish for 99 Ranch.
Yeah, those come from a lot of places. Brazil, India, China.
And do you know much about how they're caught?
Not really.
And when it comes to fish, like salmon, where it comes from is important.
Right now, there's a few salmon farms that are doing a good job, but most of the salmon industry is in our red list.
That's Sheila Bowman from the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
And I manage culinary and strategic initiatives for the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch program.
You might be familiar with Seafood Watch pocket guidebooks and apps. They tell you which fish are best to buy based on things like sustainable fishing practices and mercury levels. Green is good, yellow is so-so, and you should avoid red. Bowman says the scientific recommendations help
consumers and businesses, specifically here in the U.S. market, make better sustainable seafood choices.
The fish at 99 Ranch look just fine, and they could be all right. But the chain doesn't note the use of Seafood Watch or any other system to judge its suppliers. Fishmonger Carlos Montalbano says he simply knows that buying in high quantities keeps his fish affordable.
The buying power for 99 Ranch is like really good. The fish we buy the whole lot from the vendors. That's why they can give us the cheaper price.
And customers like Lester Cotino of Palo Alto aren't too concerned about the lack of apparent oversight. He's a regular at 99 Ranch because it's convenient, the fish is cut well, and it's fresh. And he trusts the seafood selection.
I work for a nonprofit organization that's particularly mindful of how fish is harvested, so I am mindful. So usually a farm-raised fish is what we look for.
The Monterey Bay Seafood Watch Guide, though, notes that not all fish are farmed equally. And that's why other Bay Area markets say exactly where their fish come from.
Hey, Anthony.
Yeah.
Do you know where this sockeye salmon came from?
So it comes from Alaska, the Copper River.
At the Potrero Whole Foods Market in San Francisco, fishmonger Mark Anthony is preparing a giant sockeye for sale. On Earth Day 2012, the national Whole Foods chain announced it would
no longer sell any item that is red listed or avoided by the Seafood Watch. My name is Mark Hernandez. I'm the regional seafood buyer for Whole Foods Market in Northern California.
Hernandez wakes up before dawn to chat business with fishermen. He frequently travels to places like the Maldives and Chile to inspect salmon and tuna fisheries.
It's a full-blown science project. They assess the fishery even before it's certified. The assessment process is pretty detailed and very expensive as well, too.
And at Whole Foods, that's part of the cost that gets passed on to the consumer. It's significant, maybe three times as much for a piece of fish than at 99 Ranch. But as Monterey Bay's Sheila Bowman says, by spending a bit more money, you get
dividends in things like supporting small farmers, supporting local fisheries, supporting the guys who perhaps are doing things a little bit more manually and a little less industrially.
Guys like Jimmy Anderson, who fishes the Northern California coast.
And we'll take this line snap and snap it off on the wire and troll that behind the boat. So it's actually one hook and one line.
Anderson has been selling salmon and crab down at the docks in Half Moon Bay for more than 15 years.
I enjoy it because sometimes it's really, really great to be out on the ocean. There's so much life and it's really pretty and it's nice. On the flip side, we've been out there at times where the weather isn't too nice and you're not catching very much and it's almost like hell.
Anderson has a license to sell salmon and crab to restaurants, grocery stores, at farmers markets, and off the boat. He can usually unload all his stock right here, this season at about $8 a pound. The catch is you have to take the whole fish, which can cost at least $100.
It's fresh. It's good. It's the best you can get.
Steve Derby travels up from Palo Alto each week to buy salmon and crab from Anderson.
The taste, once you've had the difference in what fresh fish tastes like, and even store-bought fish, you know the difference. I mean, this is really, really very, very good fresh fish. Second of all, you like to have local people flourish. I mean, that is, that's the name of the game. And if you look for price, then go to Walmart and get your fish from wherever they get it.
Every time I purchase something that I know is being done in a better way, I feel good about it.
Sheila Bowman with Monterey Bay's Seafood Watch says she can't always buy with conscience, but she tries to do it as often as she can.
That's one of the things that you're buying, is that environmental care.
When you purchase fish, you're voting with your wallet and your fork. It's a declaration of what's valuable to you. It might not be affordable to live as we want, but for Bowman, the sacrifice is worthwhile because of what she knows but can't see.
When you drag a trawl across the seafloor and you've caught all of the animals that can move and you've turned over the rocks and scraped away all the plants, and you've really essentially clear-cut the ocean floor. When we clear-cut a forest, we can see that.
And with the ocean, you can't. For Cross Currents, I'm Angela Johnston.